Blog Talk Radio.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Latifa A. Hamid, the CEO for American Muslim 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice is protected.
The views expressed by the host guests are their own and not necessarily the position of AM360 or the parent corporation, the Community-Wide Shura Conference, CWSC Incorporated. AM360 content is intended as a community service and is not designed to provide specific personal, medical, financial, or legal counsel or other professional advice, and no liability shall extend to the hosts or hostesses of AM360 or CWSC. We encourage you to seek an advisor for your specific circumstance.
Community-Wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360 invites you to promote your organization or event on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. Affordable rates allow you to promote your event, product, or service and strengthen our national intelligentsia network. Contact corporate underwriting today at info@cwsc.us. That's info@cwsc.us. Or call 910-317-0297. Again, 910-317-0297. Together we can remake the world.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Ashadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu. Ashadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. Nasta'inu, nastaghfiruhu, wa nu'minu bihi, azawajjal. We begin with Allah's name, most merciful benefactor, most merciful redeemer. I bear witness there is no God save Allah alone, and that there is nothing worthy of worship or praise except Almighty God, Allah. And I further bear witness that Muhammad, to whom the Quran was revealed, is indeed Almighty God's most humble servant, the most noble and generous messenger. All the praise is due to Almighty God Allah. We ask him for help. We turn to him for forgiveness. We believe and we trust in him. Mighty and sublime is he. Assalamu alaikum. That is peace be unto you. Welcome to the broadcast of the recitation of the 18th surah of Quran entitled Kaf on this blessed day of Jummah. We shall begin the recitation at this time. It will be in the Arabic Fusha and the English translation. May we all benefit from hearing.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
الحمد لله الذي أنزل على عبده الكتاب ولم يجعل له عوجا.
All praise is due to Allah, who has sent down upon his servant the book, and has not made therein any deviance.
قيما لينذر بأسا شديدا من لدنه ويبشر المؤمنين الذين يعملون الصالحات أن لهم أجرا حسنا.
He has made it straight to warn of severe punishment from him and to give good tidings to the believers who do righteous deeds, that they will have a good reward.
ماكثين فيه أبدا.
In which they will remain forever.
وينذر الذين قالوا اتخذ الله ولدا.
And to warn those who say, Allah has taken a son.
ما لهم به من علم ولا لآبائهم كبرت كلمة تخرج من أفواههم إن يقولون إلا كذبا.
They have no knowledge of it, nor had their fathers. Grave is the word that comes out of their mouths. They speak not except a lie.
فلعلك باخع نفسك على آثارهم إن لم يؤمنوا بهذا الحديث أسفا.
Then perhaps you would kill yourself through grief over them, O Muhammad, if they do not believe in this message and out of sorrow.
إنا جعلنا ما على الأرض زينة لها لنبلوهم أيهم أحسن عملا.
Indeed, we have made that which is on the earth adornment for it, that we may test them as to which of them is best indeed.
وإنا لجاعلون ما عليها صعيدا جرزا.
And indeed, we will make that which is upon it into a barren ground.
أَمْ حَسِبْتَ أَنَّ أَصْحَابَ الْكَهْفِ وَالرَّقِيمِ كَانُوا مِنْ آيَاتِنَا عَجَبًا.
Or have you thought that the companions of the cave and the inscription were, among our signs, a wonder?
إِذْ أَوَى الْفِتْيَةُ إِلَى الْكَهْفِ فَقَالُوا رَبَّنَا آتِنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً وَهَيِّئْ لَنَا مِنْ أَمْرِنَا رَشَدًا.
Mention when the youths retreated to the cave and said, Our Lord, grant us from yourself mercy and prepare for us from our affair right guidance.
فَضَرَبْنَا عَلَىٰ آذَانِهِمْ فِي الْكَهْفِ سِنِينَ عَدَدًا.
So we cast a cover of sleep over their ears within the cave for a number of years.
ثُمَّ بَعَثْنَاهُمْ لِنَعْلَمَ أَيُّ الْحِزْبَيْنِ أَحْصَى لِمَا لَبِثُوا أَمَدًا.
Then we awakened them, that we might show which of the two factions was most precise in calculating what extent they had remained in time.
نَحْنُ نَقُصُّ عَلَيْكَ نَبَأَهُمْ بِالْحَقِّ إِنَّهُمْ فِتْيَةٌ آمَنُوا بِرَبِّهِمْ وَزِدْنَاهُمْ هُدًى.
It is we who relate to you, O Muhammad, their story in truth. Indeed, they were youths who believed in their Lord, and we increased them in guidance.
وَرَبَطْنَا عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ إِذْ قَامُوا فَقَالُوا رَبُّنَا رَبُّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ لَن نَدْعُوَ مِن دُونِهِ إِلَهًا لقد قلنا إذا شَطَطًا.
And we made firm their hearts when they stood up and said, Our Lord is the Lord of the heavens and the earth. Never will we invoke besides Him any deity. We would have certainly spoken then an excessive transgression.
هؤلاء قومنا اتخذوا من دونه آلهة لولا يأتون عليهم بسلطان بين فمن أظلم ممن افترى على الله كذبا.
These our people have taken besides him deities. Why do they not bring for worship of them a clear authority? And who is more unjust than one who invents about Allah a lie?
وَإِذِ اعْتَزَلْتُمُوهُمْ وَمَا يَعْبُدُونَ إِلَّا اللَّهَ فَأْوُوا إِلَى الْكَهْفِ يَنْشُرْ لَكُمْ رَبُّكُمْ مِنْ رَحْمَتِهِ وَيُهَيِّئْ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَمْرِكُمْ مِرْفَقًا.
The youth said to one another, And when you have withdrawn from them and that which they worship other than Allah, retreat to the cave. Your Lord will spread out for you of His mercy and will prepare for you from your affair facility.
وترى الشمس إذا طلعت تزاور عن كهفهم ذات اليمين وإذا غربت تقرضهم ذات الشمال وهم في فجوة منه ذلك من آيات الله من يهد الله فهو المهتد وَمَنْ يُضْلِلْ فَلَنْ تَجِدَ لَهُ وَلِيًّا مُرْشِدًا.
And had you been present, you would see the sun when it rose, inclining away from their cave on the right, and when it set, passing away from them on the left, while they were laying within an open space thereof. That was from the signs of Allah. He whom Allah guides is the rightly guided, but he whom He leads astray, Never will you find for him a protecting guide.
وَتَحْسَبُهُمْ أَيْقَاظًا وَهُمْ رُقُودٌ وَنُقَلِّبُهُمْ ذَاتَ الْيَمِينِ وَذَاتَ الشِّمَالِ وَكَلْبُهُمْ بَاسِطٌ ذِرَاعَيْهِ بِالْوَصِيدِ لَوِ اطَّلَعْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ لَوَلَّيْتَ مِنْهُمْ فِرَارًا وَلَمُلِئْتَ مِنْهُمْ رُعْبًا.
And you would think them awake while they were asleep. And we turned them to the right and to the left while their dog stretched his forelegs at the entrance. If you had looked at them, you would have been turned from them in flight and been filled by them with terror.
وكذلك بعثناهم ليتساءلوا بينهم قال قائل منهم كم لبثتم قالوا لبثنا يوما أو بعض يوم قالوا ربكم أعلم بما لبثتم فبعثوا أحدكم بورقكم هذه إلى المدينة فلينظر أيها أزكى طعاما فليأتكم برزق منه وليتلطف ولا يشعرن بكم أحدا.
And similarly, we awakened them that they might question one another. Said a speaker from among them, How long have you remained here? They said, We have remained a day or part of a day. They said, Your Lord is most knowing of how long you remained. So send one of you with this silver coin of yours to the city, and let him look to which is the best of food, and bring you provision from it, and let him be cautious, and let no one be aware of you.
إنهم إن يظهروا عليكم يرجموكم أو يعيدوكم في ملتهم ولن تفلحوا إِذًا أَبَدًا.
Indeed, if they come to know of you, they will stone you or return you to their religion, and never would you succeed then, ever.
وَكَذَلِكَ أَعْثَرْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ لِيَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ وَعْدَ اللَّهِ حَقٌّ وَأَنَّ السَّاعَةَ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهَا إِذْ يَتَنَازَعُونَ بَيْنَهُمْ أَمْرَهُمْ فَقَالُوا ابْنُوا عَلَيْهِمْ بُنْيَانًا رَبُّهُمْ أَعْلَمُ بِهِمْ قَالَ الَّذِينَ غَلَبُوا عَلَى أَمْرِهِمْ لَنَتَّخِذَنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ مَسْجِدًا.
And similarly, we caused them to be found, that they who found them would know that the promise of Allah is truth, and that of the hour there is no doubt. That was when they disputed among themselves about their affair, and then said, construct over them a structure. Their Lord is most knowing about them. Said those who prevailed in the matter, we will surely take for ourselves over them a masjid.
سيقولون ثلاثة رابعهم كلبهم ويقولون خمسة سادسهم كلبهم رجما بالغيب ويقولون سبعة وثامنهم كلبهم قل ربي أعلم بعدتهم ما يعلمهم إلا قليل فلا تمار فيهم إلا مراء ظاهرا ولا تستفت فيهم منهم أحدا.
They will say there were three, the fourth of them being their dog. And they will say there were five, the sixth of them being their dog, guessing at the unseen. And they will say there were seven, and the eighth of them was their dog. Say, O Muhammad, my Lord is most knowing of their number. None knows them except a few. So do not argue about them except with an obvious argument. And do not inquire about them among the spectators from anyone.
وَلَا تَقُولَنَّ لِشَيْءٍ إِنِّي فَاعِلٌ ذَلِكَ غَدًا.
And never say of anything, indeed, I will do that tomorrow.
إِلَّا أَن يَشَاءَ اللَّهِ وَاذْكُرْ رَبَّكَ إِذَا نَسِيتَ وَقُلْ عَسَىٰ أَن يَهْدِيَنِ رَبِّي لِأَقْرَبَ مِنْ هَذَا رَشَدًا.
Except when adding, if Allah wills. And remember your Lord when you forget it and say, perhaps my Lord will guide me to what is nearer than this to right conduct.
وَلَبِثُوا فِي كَهْفِهِمْ ثَلَاثَ مِئَةٍ سِنِينَ وَازْدَادُوا تِسْعًا.
And they remained in their cave for 300 years and exceeded by 9.
قُلِ اللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا لَبِثُوا لَهُ غَيْبُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ أَبْصِرْ بِهِ وَأَسْمِعْ مَا لَهُمْ مِنْ دُونِهِ مِنْ وَلِيٍّ وَلَا يُشْرِكُ فِي حُكْمِهِ أَحَدًا.
Say, Allah is most knowing of how long they remained. He has knowledge of the unseen aspects of the heavens and the earth. How seeing is he, and how hearing? They have not besides him any protector, and he shares not his legislation with anyone.
وَاتْلُ مَا أُوحِيَ إِلَيْكَ مِنْ كِتَابِ رَبِّكَ لَا مُبَدِّلَ لِكَلِمَاتِهِ وَلَنْ تَجِدَ مِنْ دُونِهِ مُلْتَحَدًا.
And recite, O Muhammad, what has been revealed to you of the book of your Lord. There is no changer of his words, and never will you find in other than him a refuge.
وَاصْبِرْ نَفْسَكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغَدَاةِ وَالْعَشِيِّ يُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَهُ ولا تعد عيناك عنهم تريد زينة الحياة الدنيا ولا تطع من أغفلنا قلبه عن ذكرنا واتبع هواه وكان أمره فرطا.
And keep yourself patient by being with those who call upon their Lord in the morning and the evening, seeking His countenance. And let not your eyes pass beyond them, desiring adornments of the worldly life. And do not obey one whose heart we have made heedless of our remembrance, and who follows his desire, and whose affair is ever in neglect.
وَقُلِ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ فَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيُؤْمِنْ وَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيَكْفُرْ إِنَّا أَعْتَدْنَا لِلظَّالِمِينَ نَارًا أَحَاطَ بِهِمْ سُرَادِقُهَا وَإِنْ يَسْتَغِيثُوا يُغَاثُوا بِمَاءٍ كَالْمُهْلِ يَشْوِي الْوُجُوهِ بِئْسَ الشَّرَابُ وَسَاءَتْ مُرْتَفَقًا.
And say, the truth is from your Lord. So whoever wills, let him believe, and whoever wills, let him disbelieve. Indeed, we have prepared for the wrongdoers a fire whose walls will surround them, and if they call for relief, they will be relieved with water like murky oil, which scalds their faces. Wretched is the drink, and evil is the resting place.
إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات إنا لا نضيع أجر من أحسن عملا.
Indeed, those who have believed and done righteous deeds, indeed, we will not allow to be lost the reward of any who did well in deeds.
أولئك لهم جنات عدن تجري من تحتهم الأنهار يحلون فيها من أساور من ذهب ويلبسون ثيابا خضرا من سندس وإستبرق متكئين فيها على الأرائك نعم الثواب وحسنت مرتفقا.
Those will have gardens of perpetual residence. Beneath them rivers will flow. They will be adorned therein with bracelets of gold, and will wear green garments of fine silk and brocade, reclining therein on adorned couches. Excellent is the reward, and good is the resting place.
وَاضْرِبْ لَهُمْ مَثَلَ الرَّجُلَيْنِ جَعَلْنَا لِأَحَدِهِمَا جَنَّتَيْنِ مِنْ أَعْنَابٍ وَحَفَفْنَاهُمَا بِنَخْلٍ وَجَعَلْنَا بَيْنَهُمَا زَرْعًا.
And present to them an example of two men. We granted to one of them two gardens of grapevines, and we bordered them with palm trees, and placed between them fields of crops.
كلتا الجنتين آتت أكلها ولم تظلم منه شيئا وفجرنا خلالهما نهرا.
Each of the two gardens produced its fruit and did not fall short thereof in anything, and we caused to gush forth within them a river.
وكان له ثمر فقال لصاحبه وهو يحاوره أنا أكثر منك مالا وأعز نفرا.
And he had fruit, so he said to his companion while he was conversing with him, I am greater than you in wealth and mightier in numbers of men.
ودخل جنته وهو ظالم لنفسه قال ما أظن أن تبيد هذه أبدا.
And he entered his garden while he was unjust to himself. He said, I do not think that this will perish ever.
وما أظن الساعة قائمة ولئن رددت إلى ربي لأجدن خيرا منها منقلبا.
And I do not think the hour will occur. And even if I should be brought back to my Lord, I will surely find better than this as a return.
قال له صاحبه وهو يحاوره أكفرت بالذي خلقك من تراب ثم من نطفة ثم سواك رجلا.
His companion said to him while he was conversing with him, Have you disbelieved in He who created you from dust and then from a sperm drop and then proportioned you as a man?
لَكِنَّهُ وَاللَّهُ رَبِّي وَلَا أُشْرِكُ بِرَبِّي أَحَدًا.
But as for me, He is Allah, my Lord, and I do not associate with my Lord anyone.
وَلَوْلَا إِذْ دَخَلْتَ جَنَّتَكَ قُلْتَ مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ لَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ إِنْ تَرَنِ أَنَا أَقَلَّ مِنْكَ مَالًا وَوَلَدًا.
And why did you, when you entered your garden, not say, What Allah willed has occurred? There is no power except in Allah, although you see me less than you in wealth and children.
فَعَسَى رَبِّي أَن يُؤْتِيَنِ خَيْرًا مِّن جَنَّتِكَ وَيُرْسِلَ عَلَيْهَا حُسْبَانًا مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ فَتُصْبِحَ صَعِيدًا زَلَقًا.
It may be that my Lord will give me something better than your garden, and will send upon it a calamity from the sky, and it will become a smooth, dusty ground.
أَوْ يُصْبِحَ مَاؤُهَا غَوْرًا فَلَنْ تَسْتَطِيعَ لَهُ طَلَبًا.
Or its water will become sunken into the earth, so you would never be able to seek it.
وَأُحِيطَ بِثَمَرِهِ فَأَصْبَحَ يُقَلِّبُ كَفَّيْهِ عَلَى مَا أَنْفَقَ فِيهَا وَهِيَ خَاوِيَةٌ عَلَى عُرُوشِهَا وَيَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِي لَمْ أُشْرِكْ بِرَبِّي أَحَدًا.
And his fruits were encompassed by ruin. So he began to turn his hands about in dismay over what he had spent on it, while it had collapsed on its trellises, and said, Oh, I wish I had not associated with my Lord anyone.
وَلَمْ تَكُنْ لَهُ فِئَةٌ يَنْصُرُونَهُ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ وَمَا كَانَ مُنْتَصِرًا.
And there was for him no company to aid him other than Allah, nor could he defend himself.
هُنَالِكَ الْوَلَايَةُ لِلَّهِ الْحَقُّ هُوَ خَيْرٌ ثَوَابًا وَخَيْرٌ عُقْبًا.
There the authority is completely for Allah, the truth. He is best in reward and best in outcome.
وَاضْرِبْ لَهُمْ مَثَلَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا كَمَاءٍ أَنْزَلْنَاهُ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ فَاخْتَلَطَ بِهِ نَبَاتُ الْأَرْضِ فَأَصْبَحَ هَشِيمًا تَذْرُوهُ الرِّيَاحُ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ مُقْتَدِرًا.
And present to them the example of the life of this world, its being like rain which we send down from the sky, and the vegetation of the earth mingles with it, and then it becomes dry remembrance scattered by the winds. And Allah is ever, over all things, perfect in ability.
المال والبنون زينة الحياة الدنيا والباقيات الصالحات خير عند ربك ثوابا وخير أملا.
Wealth and children are but adornment of the worldly life, but the enduring good deeds are better to your Lord for reward and better for one's hope.
ويوم نسير الجبال وترى الأرض بارزة وحشرناهم فلم نغادر منهم أحدا.
And warn of the day when we will remove the mountains and you will see the earth prominent, and we will gather them and not leave behind from them anyone.
وعرضوا على ربك صفا لقد جئتمونا كما خلقناكم أول مرة بل زعمتم أن لن نجعل لكم موعدا.
And they will be presented before your Lord in rows, and he will say, you have certainly come to us just as we created you the first time, but you claimed that we would never make for you an appointment.
ووضع الكتاب فترى المجرمين مشفقين مما فيه ويقولون يا ويلتنا ما لهذا الكتاب لا يغادر صغيرة ولا كبيرة إلا أحصاها ووجدوا ما عملوا حاضرا ولا يظلم ربك أحدا.
And the record of deeds will be placed open, and you will see the criminals fearful of that within it. And they will say, O woe to us! What is this book that leaves nothing small or great except that it has enumerated it? And they will find what they did present before them, and your Lord does injustice to no one.
وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمَ فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسَ كَانَ مِنَ الْجِنِّ فَفَسَقَ عَنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّهِ أَفَتَتَّخِذُونَهُ وَذُرِّيَّتَهُ أَوْلِيَاءَ مِنْ دُونِي وَهُمْ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌّ بِئْسَ لِلظَّالِمِينَ بَدَلًا.
And mention when we said to the angels, prostrate to Adam, and they prostrated, except for Iblis. He was of the jinn, and departed from the command of his Lord. Then will you take him and his descendants as allies other than me, while they are enemies to you? Wretched it is for the wrongdoers as an exchange.
مَا أَشْهَدْتُهُمْ خَلْقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَلَا خَلْقَ أَنفُسِهِمْ وَمَا كُنْتُ مُتَّخِذَ الْمُضِلِّينَ عَضُدًا.
I did not make them witness to the creation of the heavens and the earth, or to the creation of themselves, and I would not have taken the misguiders as assistants.
وَيَوْمَ يَقُولُ نَادُوا شُرَكَائِيَ الَّذِينَ زَعَمْتُمْ فَدَعَوْهُمْ فَلَمْ يَسْتَجِيبُوا لَهُمْ وَجَعَلْنَا بَيْنَهُمْ مَوْبِقًا.
And warn of the day when he will say, call my partners whom you claimed, and they will invoke them, but they will not respond to them, and we will put between them a valley of destruction.
وَرَأَى الْمُجْرِمُونَ النَّارَ فَظَنُّوا أَنَّهُمْ مُوَاقِعُوهَا وَلَمْ يَجِدُوا عَنْهَا مَصْرِفًا.
And the criminals will see the fire and will be certain that they are to fall therein, and they will not find from it a way elsewhere.
وَلَقَدْ صَرَّفْنَا فِي هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ لِلنَّاسِ مِنْ كُلِّ مَثَلٍ وَكَانَ الْإِنسَانُ أَكْثَرَ شَيْءٍ جَدَلًا.
And we have certainly diversified in this Quran for the people from every kind of example, but man has ever been, most of anything, prone to dispute.
وَمَا مَنَعَ النَّاسَ أَن يُؤْمِنُوا إِذْ جاءهم الهدى ويستغفروا ربهم إلا أن تأتيهم سنة الأولين أو يأتيهم العذاب قبلا.
And nothing has prevented the people from believing when guidance came to them, and from asking forgiveness of their Lord, except that there must befall them the accustomed precedent of the former peoples, or that the punishment should come directly before them.
وَمَا نُرْسِلُ الْمُرْسَلِينَ إِلَّا مُبَشِّرِينَ وَمُنذِرِينَ وَيُجَادِلُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِالْبَاطِلِ لِيُدْحِضُوا بِهِ الْحَقَّ وَاتَّخَذُوا آيَاتِي وَمَا أُنذِرُوا هُزُوًا.
And we send not the messengers except as bringers of good tidings and warners. And those who disbelieve dispute by using falsehood to attempt to invalidate thereby the truth, and have taken my verses and that of which they are warned in ridicule.
وَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنْ ذُكِّرَ بِآيَاتِ رَبِّهِ فَأَعْرَضَ عَنْهَا وَنَسِيَ مَا قَدَّمَتْ يَدَاهُ إِنَّا جَعَلْنَا عَلَى قُلُوبِهِمْ أَكِنَّةً أَنْ يَفْقَهُوهُ وَفِي آذَانِهِمْ وَقْرًا وَإِنْ تَدْعُهُمْ إِلَى الْهُدَى فَلَنْ يَهْتَدُوا إِذًا أَبَدًا.
And who is more unjust than one who is reminded of the verses of his Lord but turns away from them and forgets what his hands have put forth? Indeed, we have placed over their hearts coverings lest they understand it, and in their ears deafness. And if you invite them to guidance, they will never be guided then, ever.
لو يؤاخذهم بما كسبوا لعجل لهم العذاب بل لهم موعد لن يجدوا من دونه موئلا.
And your Lord is the forgiving, full of mercy. If he were to impose blame upon them for what they earned, he would have hastened for them the punishment. Rather, for them is an appointment from which they will never find an escape.
وَتِلْكَ الْقُرَىٰ أَهْلَكْنَاهُمْ لَمَّا ظَلَمُوا وَجَعَلْنَا لِمَهْلِكِهِمْ مَوْعِدًا.
And those cities, we destroyed them when they wronged, and we made for their destruction an appointed time.
وَإِذْ قَالَ مُوسَى لِفَتَاهُ لَا أَبْرَحُ حَتَّى أَبْلُغَ مَجْمَعَ الْبَحْرَيْنِ أَوْ أَمْضِيَ حُقُبًا.
And mentioned when Moses said to his servant, I will not cease traveling until I reach the junction of the two seas or continue for a long period.
فَلَمَّا بَلَغَا مَجْمَعَ بَيْنِهِمَا نَسِيَا حُوتَهُمَا فَاتَّخَذَ سَبِيلَهُ فِي الْبَحْرِ سَرَبًا.
But when they reached the junction between them, they forgot their fish, and it took its course into the sea, slipping away.
فَلَمَّا جَاوَزَا قَالَ لِفَتَاهُ آتِنَا غَدَاءَنَا لَقَدْ لَقِينَا مِنْ سَفَرِنَا هَذَا نَصَبًا.
So when they had passed beyond it, Moses said to his boy, Bring us our morning meal. We have certainly suffered in this, our journey, much fatigue.
قال أرأيت إذ أوينا إلى الصخرة فإني نسيت الحوت وما أنسانيه إلا الشيطان أن أذكره واتخذ سبيله في البحر عجبا.
He said, Did you see when we retired to the rock? Indeed, I forgot there the fish, and none made me forget it except Satan, that I should mention it. And it took its course into the sea amazingly.
قال ذلك ما كنا نبغي فارتدا على آثارهما قصصا.
Moses said, that is what we were seeking. So they returned, following their footprints.
فوجدا عبدا من عبادنا آتيناه رحمة من عندنا وعلمناه من لدنا علما.
And they found a servant from among our servants, to whom we had given mercy from us, and had taught him from us a certain knowledge.
قال له موسى هل أتبعك على أن تعلمني مما علمت رشدا.
Moses said to him, may I follow you on the condition that you teach me from what you have been taught of sound judgment?
قال إنك لن تستطيع معي صبرا.
He said, indeed, with me you will never be able to have patience.
وكيف تصبر على ما لم تحط به خبرا.
And how can you have patience for what you do not encompass in knowledge?
قال ستجدني إن شاء الله صابرا ولا أعصي لك أمرا.
Moses said, you will find me, if Allah wills, patient, and I will not disobey you in any order.
قال فإن اتبعتني فلا تسألني عن شيء حتى أحدث لك منه ذكرا.
He said, then if you follow me, do not ask me about anything until I make to you about it mention.
فانطلقا حتى إذا ركبا في السفينة خرقها قال أخرقتها لتغرق أهلها لقد جئت شيئا إمرا.
So they set out, until when they had embarked on the ship, Al-Khidr tore it open. Moses said, have you torn it open to drown its people? You have certainly done a grave thing.
قال ألم أقل إنك لن تستطيع معي صبرا.
Al-Khidr said, did I not say that with me you would never be able to have patience?
قال لا تؤاخذني بما نسيت ولا ترهقني من أمري عسرا.
Moses said, do not blame me for what I forgot, and do not cover me in my matter with difficulty.
فانطلقا حتى إذا لقيا غلاما فقتله قال أقتلت نفسا زكية بغير نفس. قال أقتلت نفسا زكية بغير نفس لقد جئت شيئا نكرا.
So they set out, until when they met a boy, Al-Khidr killed him. Moses said, have you killed a pure soul, for other than having killed a soul? You have certainly done a deplorable thing.
قال ألم أقل لك إنك لن تستطيع معي صبرا.
Al-Khidr said, did I not tell you that with me you would never be able to have patience?
قال إن سألتك عن شيء بعدها فلا تصاحبني قد بلغت من لدني عذرا.
Moses said, if I should ask you about anything after this, then do not keep me as a companion. You have obtained from me an excuse.
فانطلقا حتى إذا أتيا أهل قرية استطعما أهلها فأبوا أن يضيفوهما فوجدا فيها جدارا يريد أن ينقض فأقامه قال لو شئت لاتخذت عليه أجرا.
So they set out, until when they came to the people of a town, they asked its people for food, but they refused to offer them hospitality. And they found therein a wall about to collapse, so Al-Khadr restored it. Moses said, if you wished, you could have taken for it a payment.
قال هذا فراق بيني وبينك سأنبئك بتأويل ما لم تستطع عليه صبرا.
Al-Khadr said, this is parting between me and you. I will inform you of the interpretation of that about which you could not have patience.
أما السفينة فكانت لمساكين يعملون في البحر فأردت أن أعيبها وكان وراءهم ملك يأخذ كل سفينة غصبا.
As for the ship, it belonged to poor people working at sea, so I intended to cause defect in it, as there was after them a king who seized every good ship by force.
وَأَمَّا الْغُلَامُ فَكَانَ أَبَوَاهُ مُؤْمِنَيْنِ فَخَشِينَا أَنْ يُرْهِقَهُمَا طُغْيَانًا وَكُفْرًا.
And as for the boy, his parents were believers, and we feared that he would overburden them by transgression and disbelief.
فَأَرَدْنَا أَن يُبْدِلَهُمَا رَبُّهُمَا خَيْرًا مِّنْهُ زَكَاةً وَأَقْرَبَ رُحْمًا.
So we intended that their Lord should substitute for them one better than him in purity and nearer to mercy.
وَأَمَّا الْجِدَارُ فَكَانَ لِغُلَامَيْنِ يَتِيمَيْنِ فِي الْمَدِينَةِ وَكَانَ تَحْتَهُ كَنْزٌ لَهُمَا وَكَانَ أَبُوهُمَا صَالِحًا فَأَرَادَ رَبُّكَ أَنْ يَبْلُغَا أَشُدَّهُمَا وَيَسْتَخْرِجَا كَنْزَهُمَا رَحْمَةً مِّنْ رَبِّكَ وَمَا فَعَلْتُهُ عَنْ أَمْرِي ذَلِكَ تَأْوِيلُ مَا لَمْ تَسْطِعْ عَلَيْهِ صَبْرًا.
And as for the wall, it belonged to two orphan boys in the city, and there was beneath it a treasure for them, and their father had been righteous. So your Lord intended that they reach maturity and extract their treasure as a mercy from your Lord. And I did it not of my own accord. That is the interpretation of that about which you could not have patience.
ويسألونك عن ذي القرنين قل سأتلو عليكم منه ذكرا.
And they ask you, O Muhammad, about ذي القرنين. Say, I will recite to you about him a report.
إنا مكنا له في الأرض وآتيناه من كل شيء سببا.
Indeed, we established him upon the earth, and we gave him to everything a way.
فأتبع سببا.
So he followed a way.
حتى إذا بلغ مغرب الشمس وجدها تغرب في عين حمئة ووجد عندها قوما قلنا يا ذا القرنين إما أن تعذب وإما أن تتخذ فيهم حسنا.
Until, when he reached the setting of the sun, he found it as if setting in a spring of dark mud, and he found near it a people. Allah said, O Dhulqarnain, either you punish them or else adopt among them a way of goodness.
قال أما من ظلم فسوف نعذبه ثم يرد إلى ربه فيعذبه عذابا نكرا.
He said, As for one who wrongs, we will punish him. Then he will be returned to his Lord, and he will punish him with a terrible punishment.
وَأَمَّا مَنْ آمَنَ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا فَلَهُ جَزَاءً الْحُسْنَى وَسَنَقُولُ لَهُ مِنْ أَمْرِنَا يُسْرًا
But as for one who believes and does righteousness, he will have a reward of paradise, and we will speak to him from our command with ease.
ثُمَّ أَتْبَعَ سَبَبًا
Then he followed away.
حتى إذا بلغ مطلع الشمس وجدها تطلع على قوم لم نجعل لهم من دونها سترا.
Until when he came to the rising of the sun, he found it rising on a people for whom we had not made against it any shield.
كذلك وقد أحطنا بما لديه خبرا.
Thus, and we had encompassed all that he had in knowledge.
ثم أتبع سببا.
Then he followed away.
حتى إذا بلغ بين السدين وجد من دونهما قوما لا يكادون يفقهون قولا.
Until, when he reached a pass between two mountains, he found beside them a people who could hardly understand his speech.
قَالُوا يَا ذَا الْقَرْنَيْنِ إِنَّ يَأْجُوجَ وَمَأْجُوجَ مُفْسِدُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ فَهَلْ نَجْعَلُ لَكَ خَرْجًا عَلَىٰ أَن تَجْعَلَ بَيْنَنَا وَبَيْنَهُمْ سَدًّا
They said, O Dhulqarnain, Indeed, Gog and Magog are great corruptors in the land. So may we assign for you an expenditure that you might make between us and them a barrier?
قَالَ مَا مَكَّنِّي فِيهِ رَبِّي خَيْرٌ فَأَعِينُونِي بِقُوَّةٍ أَجْعَلْ بَيْنَكُمْ وَبَيْنَهُمْ رَدْمًا
He said, That in which my Lord has established me is better than what you offer. But assist me with strength. I will make between you and them a dam.
آتوني زبر الحديد حتى إذا ساوى بين الصدفين قال انفخوا حتى إذا جعله نارا قال آتوني أفرغ عليه قطرا
Bring me sheets of iron until when he had leveled them between the two mountain walls he said blow with bellows until when he had made it like fire he said bring me that I may pour over it molten copper
فَمَا اسْطَاعُوا أَن يَظْهَرُوهُ وَمَا اسْتَطَاعُوا لَهُ نَقْبًا
So Gog and Magog were unable to pass over it, nor were they able to effect in it any penetration.
قَالَ هَذَا رَحْمَةٌ مِّن رَبِّي فَإِذَا جَاءَ وَعْدُ رَبِّي جَعَلَهُ دَكَّاءً وَكَانَ وَعْدُ رَبِّي حَقًّا
Dhulqarnain said, This is a mercy from my Lord. But when the promise of my Lord comes, he will make it level, and ever is the promise of my Lord true.
وَتَرَكْنَا بَعْضَهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ يَمُوجُ فِي بَعْضٍ وَنُفِخَ فِي الصُّورِ فَجَمَعْنَاهُمْ جَمْعًا
And we will leave them that day, surging over each other, and then the horn will be blown, and we will assemble them in one assembly.
وعرضنا جهنم يومئذ للكافرين عرضا.
And we will present hell that day to the disbelievers on display.
الذين كانت أعينهم في غطاء عن ذكري وكانوا لا يستطيعون سمعا.
Those whose eyes had been within a cover from my remembrance, and they were not able to hear.
أفحسب الذين كفروا أن يتخذوا عبادي من دوني أولياء إنا أعتدنا جهنم للكافرين نزلا.
Then do those who disbelieve think that they can take my servants instead of me as allies? Indeed, we have prepared hell for the disbelievers as a lodging.
قُلْ هَلْ نُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِالْأَخْسَرِينَ أَعْمَالًا.
Say, O Muhammad, shall we believers inform you of the greatest losers as to their deeds?
الذين ضل سعيهم في الحياة الدنيا وهم يحسبون أنهم يحسنون صنعا.
They are those whose effort is lost in worldly life, while they think that they are doing well in work.
أولئك الذين كفروا بآيات ربهم ولقائه فحبطت أعمالهم فلا نقيم لهم يوم القيامة وزنا.
Those are the ones who disbelieve in the verses of their Lord and in their meeting Him. So their deeds have become worthless, and we will not assign to them on the day of resurrection any importance.
ذلك جزاؤهم جهنم بما كفروا واتخذوا آياتي ورسلي هزوا.
That is their recompense, hell, for what they denied, and because they took my signs and my messengers in ridicule.
إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ كَانَتْ لَهُمْ جَنَّاتُ الْفِرْدَوْسِ نُزُلًا.
Indeed, those who have believed and done righteous deeds, they will have the gardens of paradise as a lodging.
خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا لَا يَبْغُونَ عَنْهَا حِوَلًا.
Wherein they abide eternally. They will not desire from it any transfer.
قُلْ لَوْ كَانَ الْبَحْرُ مِدَادًا لِكَلِمَاتِ رَبِّي لَنَفِدَ الْبَحْرُ قَبْلَ أَنْ تَنْفَدَ كَلِمَاتُ رَبِّي وَلَوْ جِئْنَا بِمِثْلِهِ مَدَدًا.
Say, if the sea were ink for writing the words of my Lord, the sea would be exhausted before the words of my Lord were exhausted, even if we brought the like of it as a supplement.
قُلْ إِنَّمَا أَنَا بَشَرٌ مِثْلُكُمْ يُوحَى إِلَيَّ أَنَّمَا إِلَهُكُمْ إِلَهٌ وَاحِدٌ فَمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُو لِقَاءَ رَبِّهِ فَلْيَعْمَلْ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا وَلَا يُشْرِكْ بِعِبَادَةِ رَبِّهِ أَحَدًا.
Say, I am only a man like you, to whom has been revealed that your God is one God. So whoever would hope for the meeting with his Lord, let him do righteous work and not associate in the worship of his Lord anyone.
Sadaqallahu Abim, surely Almighty God spoke the truth. Praise be to Allah. We ask that you stay tuned for the next upcoming broadcast. The
the CWSC Friday Roundtable hosted by Martha Naila Abdullah. I greet you with the greetings of peace. Assalamu alaikum wa Jumma Mubarak. May we have a blessed Jumma. Praise be to Almighty God Allah. Let me play a public service announcement as we transition from host to host. Okay, don't touch that dial. She'll be with you in a while. Inshallah.
God's peace be upon you. God's love be upon you. God's compassion be upon you. The one soul of humanity. May we let it be in thought and in action. On behalf of CWSC Intelligentsia, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected, American Muslim 360, the Speakers Bureau, the Model Community National Resource Directory, the Volunteer Human Resource Network, Scholarship, the Learning Lab, Ambassadors, National Leadership Advisory Council, Internship, Leadership Development Council, the Think Tank, Strategic Family Institute, the bookstore. May we share completely humanity in spirit and in form, from thought to action. God's peace, God's love, God's compassion. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaykum assalam. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa wahdahu la sharika lah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. Seeking refuge with Allah from the shaitan, the rejected enemy of mankind, with Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer, openly declaring Allah is the one God. There are no partners with Allah. And Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, is a servant and messenger of Allah. Greetings of peace to everyone. Greetings of peace. Internal, external peace. And the coming together of mind, body, and soul. Some will say mind, body, and spirit. The coming together of that and really saying, I'm at peace. Jumma Mubarak, the blessings that comes from that, that's contained in the peace. I am Martha Naila Abdullah, your host, along with you. This is the CWSC Friday Roundtable, where we are all gathered here together. You've dined on Quran, listening to Suratul Kahf, truly a dining, the delivery from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By way of using our voice, and we, as we were listening this morning, I think that you, along with myself, were asking blessings be upon those who are facing difficulties beyond their ability to overpower it, that difficulty. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can bless the fires and the winds and the waters to subside by Allah's command. And so all over the globe, there is difficulty, there is disquietedness. There are injustices, known and unknown, outward and secret. Allah, we're begging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the blessings to be upon all those who are physically upon their bodies receiving harm, and the desolation of the areas all over in Africa and in the Gaza and areas that we don't even know is that there are terrible situations going on. And perhaps in our own families, the turmoil, trauma, and the ill decisions that are being made. Oh, Allah, we ask and we pray to you, Allah, for you're the only one. We know that you hear our plea. You bless whom you will. and there's a time for everything. We thank you, O Allah, we thank you for everything, for the blessings that arise out of the disparaging moment of time. I mean, for those who, families, your loved ones have transitioned, regardless of what came about or happened, may Allah bless you with the peace, the humbling peace, and the assuredness that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, highly glorified, is Allah, is the only one that we can depend upon. And perhaps we're calling on Allah by any name, any other name, but in our heart and mind, we are thinking on the creator of all. We're referencing it as being the creator of all. May Allah bring us to the understanding that there's one creator, one, that has no sons, no daughters, no mother, no father, no origin that we can connect the creator to. The creator is, alhamdulillah. The praise be to Almighty God. Thank you, Allah, from that moment as well. And that's throughout the day. Everyone, again, welcome to the Community-Wide Shura Conference, Friday Roundtable. The Community-Wide Shura Conference. The CWSC, we had our board meeting last night. The board of directors, I want to thank Allah for them as we're all in the moment with CWSC. And I say it that way because, you know, we've shared with you that CWSC has embarked upon the results of mutual consultation that began January 2nd, 2021. 4 years ago, and that consultation still remains because we've opened the doorway to 2 hour of think tank sessions every Friday night. Whatever is on your heart and mind in the area that is being referenced for the week. So last week was education. The second week is economics. The third week is governance, and the fourth week is sociocultural. We're giving some, these disciplines, these are truly disciplines, but we're giving some order to our way of presenting discussions so that you can stay abreast as to what is taking place. And then we all can outline our activities, our thinking, and our actions accordingly, becomes a guide. So again, the first week is education. The second week is economics. The third week is governance. The fourth week is the sociocultural. Now, truly, culture, this is a culture that's being developed. It is a CWSC offering. Culture being offered. We say offered because it truly is. After we have our discussions here on the round table, and we have discussions as we connect with American Muslim 360 hosts, and they present, and we have discussions, and we all come together to understand that this is what family is about. We bring the faith that we have within our own heart and soul, in our own mind. We bring our understanding of faith forward, and we operate or we function as family. There's a give and there's a take. And we're often fasting. We're fasting throughout the year with what has been ordained by the Creator is that humanity that believes in the one God and the last day
that there is a last day, that believe in that, then Almighty God has ordained for all of us as being a part of the human family to fast. And the directions are given as to how we're to fast. There are many ways to fast, but the Creator has designed a fast for those who can, and then have given opportunities for those who can't fast in the way that the directions are given. This is for all of humanity. So faith, family, fasting, and then function. How do we function? There are directives for our functioning. Almighty God has pointed out that no way is the male like the female. What does that mean? That the function of female does not function like a male, and a male does not function like a female. There are direct functioning operational processes for the male and for the female. No matter how we turn it upside down, we will come away with the same. If a male chooses to be a female or think of itself as being a female, he will function in the way that a female functions. He will strive to function in that way. Let's put it that way. He will strive to function and being a receptacle, wanting to be a receptacle as the process for female is, receives. Reproductively wise, whether we're reproducing words, whether we're reproducing the life-giving process, life of the human being, the male will seek to become that because the Creator has designed it that the female has a certain function. And vice versa, for the female that thinks on and strives to be a male can only follow the dictate that the Creator has created for a male to function. There are distinct functions for both. So the female will strive to be the one to enter reproductively, not thinking on the result, but just thinking on the act, and will strive to be male in its assertion, be the one to be the maintainer and the protector and the provider, taking on the male function. Now let's use the word feminine and masculine. The female reproductively, we see that function. What is the feminine then process? The feminine process is anything, any process that receives. Any process. We think we receive a word as we're listening to the words I'm sharing right now. Those words are entering. So the words are operating as the masculine, and the receiving of our mind of these words is operating or functioning as the feminine, in a feminine process. So when we receive a thought, wherever there's a reception, when we dig a hole in the earth, in the sand, in the dirt, causing a feminine process to take place, because we're opening it up to receive something. When we place a seed into the earth, the seed is going to be operating or in the way of, we're putting it in there as from the masculine entering the feminine process. When we enter a building, the building is as in a feminine role, because we're entering. And we who are entering from a masculine process. So whatever entrance we make, that which is entering is in the masculine process, and that which is receiving is in the feminine process. So it's operating all day long, all time, no matter what. When we say, I'm going into, or something just entered my mind, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has balanced it out in all of creation. And that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen to neither be male or female or have that masculine and feminine role operating, that it operates as one, that it generates. I've been thinking about ants when I think about that. And I think about the plants that come up. I can't think of a name of a plant right now, but perhaps you know. See, you see the seed and you see the function of the production of that plant. It produces the seeds and it produces the flower and it receives whatever. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has shown us that which is uniformly operating as both. So when it comes to the human being, there is no human being that is functioning as both. Especially now if we go direct to the reproductive system, some may say, well, there are two organs. Then we make a deduction, an informed decision. What has Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created to be of the feminine role, of the female role? It will have a uterus. And we know the reason for a uterus. You can look that word up, uterus. And that uterus is an indicator. If it is present, then we know the dictate that is coming from the Creator. If there's no uterus, nowhere, no how, in place, no ovaries, no fallopian tubes, no nothing to indicate of the female dictate, then guess what? What's the other option? The other option, informed decision option, is male. There's no other option. And in time, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatever went awry with the hormones that made appear as those appeared to be vaginal and penile, then we make the best decision. Informed decision. Not a feeling, not an emotional one, but an informed one. That's under function. When we have come to faith, family, fasting, and function intelligently, that's freedom. That's freedom. Now, all of the activities that's in between, those are wombs that I just shared. Womb. And anything that we enter becomes a womb. And a culture is a womb. So here we are now. Can we talk? Can we truly talk intelligently? For all the activities that's going on in our worlds, there are decisions that always have to be made. Be to Almighty God for our understanding, and we're here at the CWSC Friday Roundtable. So CWSC, again, has embarked upon the premise of a 50-year human family strategic planning initiative. And those are the initiatives that we just shared. That's how we will be operating, functioning, always offering opportunities for mutual consultation, utilizing our broadcasting arm, American Muslim 360. And how it functions, it has a CEO, has a senior management team. How CWSC functions, it has board of directors that include a director who is the CEO of American Muslim 360. It includes an executive committee, three persons of the executive committee. Right now we have five members on the board of directors. And then it includes the National Leadership Advisory Council director and ambassador director. That allows us to stay informed as to our direct relationship with the leadership of Imam Waris Deen Mohammed, which in turn says that we follow the dictates of the Quran and the life examples of Prophet Muhammad. Prayers and peace be upon him. All that's connected and striving in that in the way of utilizing Quran, meaning respecting what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created and its purpose, and utilizing everything properly for creation. All of creation. We spoke about the human beings. Now the creation that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has supplied the human being with, land, air, water. Land, air, water, and of course the gases. And how we use it, it can be a benefit to us or not. So here we are, CWSC Friday Roundtable again, and I will mention it in this way because what we're wanting to do is prepare our minds for when we go to Zoom. We're audio right now. You're hearing me, and I'm sharing, but we will go to Zoom, and of course there's opportunity for individuals to remain heard and not seen. We will see your telephone symbol, but we will not see you, but we will hear your voice. So we're asking everyone now, we pray that that everyone has confirmed their email with us. And I was looking at the emails, what has come in, and seeing who's confirming that we have your email. We know that we send emails out. And for those who don't have the time or what have you, you're gracious enough to send back your decline, and we understand everyone's busy, but you're taking the time to decline, that you don't have the time for whatever we're presenting. And we say praise be to Almighty God. And for those who accepted to hear whatever is being presented that's come by way of a notification to you, praise be to Almighty God. And then those who actually participate. So we have a generous amount of emails, but we want to be able to send out the Zoom information so that we can stay connected. Anytime there's any question, you may not have the information, please dial 910-317-0297. Again, 910-317-0297. And we'd love for you to email us, because that way we don't get your email incorrect. You may call it in. If your voice is very distinct and we can understand the letters, we'd love for you to give it when you're saying, my email is S-E, that we may hear F instead of S. So if you say S and means Sam, then say that S is in Sam, F as in Frank, something pertinent so that we will not get it incorrect, all right? But we want to stay connected. We will be on other as social media avenues, inshallah, God willing. We're already there, but we will make it more active. Facebook, Facebook and what's the other, YouTube. Make it more active. So as we become action-oriented socially in that streaming area, we want you to know that we will remain focused. That is our intent, that our mission is respecting the group intellect, respecting the group intellect. So our email is info@cwsc.us. All right? CWSC.us. Again, that's info, I-N-F as in Frank, O, info@cwsc.us as in Sam. Send us your information, your confirmation that you want to participate, continue on with CWSC and AM360 on Zoom. Praise be to Almighty God for the opportunity. Affordability. We've experienced lean years. That's understandable since COVID 2020. And we're thankful to those who have maintained the base for us to maintain, to operate as an organization and in the way in which we have been structured. Praise be to Almighty God. Our materials, our internet website, we're thankful for the maintenance of that, as we will be putting more information on the front page so that you can go to cwsc.us and you will see the information as well as to our Zoom information. We will get with our maintenance person as she's ready and willing. And we will post that information where you see the globe. We want that globe to remain in your mind that this is universal, the way that we function. We function, the language that we use is universal. The logic is universal, meaning that it's useful to all of humanity. When we say universal, it is useful to all of humanity, anyone's mind, no matter whether they what language they speak, Portuguese, Dutch, French. Whatever language we speak, and speaking the universal language to all of you, useful to all of humanity. That is what Imam Warsdeen Muhammad, Rahimullah Alayh, did emphasize. And he also emphasized specifics for the relationship that he has with those who were enslaved here in America, brought from Africa through the transatlantic slave trade. He specifically identifies with that. You no more leave that relationship. And I won't reference it to anything else, just saying that the Imam recognized that Allah created in the form that we're in by Allah's will. So praise be to Almighty God. So we have our connection there, but and that connection does not supersede the universality of the human family. But it is distinct, and it is to always be recognized as well. So you will hear us reference that connection, and we respectfully do not discard any situation that has occurred with any other part of the human family and their cultural ways of having been placed in the globe, or on the globe, how do you say it, in the earth. All right. So before I go on, any questions, any comments you'd like to share, please press 1. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to share though that information, I will continue to do so because I don't want to take for granted that everyone understands what CWSC is or is about. And as those who travel around the globe may find themselves here or calling into American Muslim 360, you will be quite aware of CWSC, the parent body of American Muslim 360, and all of the intelligentsia components. Let me go to my board here as we're going to take a pause right after I see if there's anyone who wants to make any comments. Let's see. Press 1 on your phone, and we do have, and I apologize if you've been a while, I'm just looking at the board, 334 followed by 706. 334-419. Assalamu alaikum and welcome. By now, I should know these numbers, right? So let me take a step. Michael Hameen, assalamu alaikum or Juma Mubarak.
Alaikum assalam and a blessed Juma to you and to the audience. I'm just a little under the weather. You may be able to tell in my voice. But praise be to Allah. Prayers and peace. Prayers and blessing. Peace and blessings be upon us all. The AM360 has a charge designed and developed by Imam Thomas Abdul Salam, the twin servant of peace, and his wife, Dr. Aisha Kareem. The establishment of service and the particular focus is repeated. And what we're not is also disclaimed regularly. And the idea of this particular service is not unusual for people, groups, sovereign governments. The idea of communication is very important in life and as well as in the structured life. You mentioned the chattel slavery. I'd like to add to that. It's necessary because there is disinformation out there in terms of the chattel slavery experience, just being slavery. Every people have experienced been made aware and subject to slave circumstances. But, well, it's not true in terms of the degree. We read about slavery in scripture, but the idea of chattel slavery, its form and its function was to take a people for purposes of use in the production of another people and empty them out. The subject is to be emptied out, and a new entity is produced. This is something that we need to be aware of and remind others that just poo-poo, you know, slavery is slavery. No, slavery, chattel slavery style produced a new people whose form and function, again, was to be a productive utility to produce and make money and produce a power situation in the world, which we see that the United States of America has become. But it also produced a people. You used the word artificial in talking about male and female. It produced a people, the terminology artificial, made or produced by human beings rather than occurring naturally, especially a copy of something natural. Second definition, of a person or their behavior, insincere or affected. And I'm trying to be very brief in my comments. I'm so happy about AM360 and the possibilities that we have ahead of us under CWSC's direction to go to Zoom, which will make us available to a broader audience, not only to hear one another, but also able, if we care to, be seen, and the connection with other media platforms, Facebook, YouTube, and others. I know Imam Yahya Abdullah in Jacksonville, where I am, he uses other platforms as well as the ones mentioned to get the message of Al-Islam out. I'm thankful for your service, Martha Naila Abdullah, and the leadership team that you're a part of and giving to everyday men and women, you know, called by a number of names, grassroots folks, the opportunity to be in an environment inside of media that will help us to grow our thinking, better discipline our emotions, and to be healthier and more productive in our going forward 2025 on into the future. Thank you for your service, and I thank the host of the various programs of AM360, of which I'm a part, and I thank the audiences for their loyalty, staying with us. We may lose a few, but the opportunity to gain more, a larger audience, is in front of us, and I'm really anxious and looking forward to being a part of this. There's so much that I would like to say, but I'll stop there, and with an understanding that the bitterness of life is necessary. Your opening remarks talked about the oppressive circumstances, intolerable circumstances that Almighty God has permitted and is permitting. And it's interesting, my son sent me an email, my youngest son, Mateen, asking about Iblis's disobedience. And the foundation of the atrocities and the disrespect for human life and disrespect for life of the planet comes out of the ability to have free choice, the freedom of choice to think, not being directed by the Creator who created us, but to think freely on our own and to choose to do harm, to choose to not be empathetic or seeing the connection, as Iblis refused to see that not only was he a creation, you know, with a particular function, he was over the angels. He did not see a connection, his connection with our father Adam as a servant of Almighty God, as a creation of Almighty God. And it is a point metaphorically for us to see the potential to go through an Iblis experience and bring out of us the Satan to go against God's will and plan. Using the logic, his logic and reasoning, which was faulty, he did not see our father Adam on an equal plane with him, and actually having more potential, more possibilities than him. All he saw that his position was going to change, and this disrupted his thinking, and he made a free decision that he was going to oppose the will and plan of Almighty God. That potential is there for us as well as human beings. And you see it acting out in a very bitter way in the life circumstances that Martha Nyla mentioned to us in her opening. So thank you again, Martha Nyla Abdullah, and the audience of AM 360. And I'll stop there.
Alhamdulillah. Praise be to Almighty God. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, it pays when we're listening astutely and to the reference, to the whole, the content, and then where your content is directed and what can come out of it and as a reference. So praise be to Allah for your delivery and directly to our mind that we can benefit from. So thank Allah for you. I'm going to leave your mic open, dear. Mike, you can... Leave your mic open, Mike. Michael, so you can mute your mic, Mike.
All right. All right. That's what my mom, what my mama called me, Mike.
All right. So we're going to go to 706. Praise be to Allah. You're listening to the number one Islamic radio station in the nation where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. America Muslim 360. Assalamu alaikum, 706. My step is our dear brother Muhammad from the community of Prophet Muhammad by way of Hinesville, Georgia. Assalamu alaikum, and the blessings of Juma to you.
Wa alaikum assalam, Juma Mubarak. This is Brother Muhammad of the Ummah of Prophet Muhammad by way of Hinesville, Georgia. First and foremost, we all should give thanks to Allah for the creation of what we call CW. I hope I'm saying it right. And we thank Allah much for this opportunity to be a voice to call the whole world back to whatever they believe in and get to the one belief. We know Allah SWT has all kind of names, so we know people have all kind of concepts of Almighty God Allah, the one God, the one creator. So we thank Allah much for this opportunity to go into the times of the world from the time that we are in. We're in a time where every day is like our last day, and that our preparation of this last day is for the future, for all of those who believe and submit. So we thank Allah very much for that opportunity. And we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it already clear that what goes into the past, He has already has and judged its reward for them or its punishment. There's not too much we can do except for them, except to make sure that their children and their descendants and their future descendants, as long as Allah has human life on this planet, do not go through what they went through for whatever decision they made that did not help them make it to their destiny that He has prescribed for all of us. And that is into the future. Of what he has said is the Jannah, and others have called it other names in their logic and rationale, but it all means the same thing. We will be in another life that will never see any challenge, inshallah, Allah knows best, from any other creation. because there's only two of us like this. That's the jinn and men. Thinking human beings who have a chance to have their free will and keep it within the universal will of Allah in all that we see and don't see, whether we believe it or not. His will is in control of the destiny of everything we see and don't see. So we pray, Allah, that we have an opportunity to share that with our own soul first, then our loved ones, then our neighbors, then all of those who put themselves in a position to recognize that they did not create themselves, that they have a responsibility to stay and appreciate and be grateful for the consciousness that dwells in this planet Earth and dominates so much of our reality called internet. And we know that, like you were talking about in the beginning, is how well we discipline and respect our earthly creation and its importance to us. We are here to procreate a avatar or a way to move around in our intellect like we see in the universal will that Allah has shown us in everything that he's in control, how to stay connected to your creator. And we also have to understand that this belongs to those who are with their own intellect, takes care of the earth, takes care of the food, shelter, clothing, transportation that we need to operate in order to prove that there is no will better than the will of God. We have to accept the names. If we can accept the many names that the human being has been given by Shaitan, then we should also accept the name that Allah has given the human being, and that is Muslim. One who puts his or her will in his will. And we shouldn't feel offended by it or shouldn't feel anything from it except to be happy, to be grateful, to be thankful that we have reached that type of conscious, type of intellectual development to where now we, if we take care of what we walk on every day, what we depend on to feed us, to clothe us, to shelter us, while we are in this reality that Allah has given us to prove to Shaitan that he has the same opportunity, but he has misabused his will, and now he's in a state of anger of something that we have been warned to control and not become a human Iblis to a human Shaitan. So we thank Allah much that we have the number one Islamic voice as a mirror and a sounding board for those who are lost in this wilderness like we once were, and who are still lost in this wilderness, who are still in transitorial confusion to where like a whirlwind, they go into the true world, the clear world, and then they go back into the dark world. And our job, inshallah, the Allah has shown us so clearly and witnessed by the world, by the leadership of the world and the leadership of all ways of life, that there is a possibility that this human being who was descendants of slaves may be the best example of supporting human excellence of which Prophet Muhammad represents, as we've seen Bilal do. And his color has nothing to do with it. Common natural inclination sense to support what Allah makes clear. And him showing that Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is the clear example of what the destiny of the human being is and how to treat those and help those as many as you can. But we have no control over their will or their choice of which way they want to go. But we can rejoice and build a model society so that the refuge of Allah will always be available to whoever, whenever they have that spirit a belief in them to come to Almighty God, Allah, their creator, for the help that they need when Shaitan overpowered them with their suggestions. I hope this new year, in the year of the people here in America and in this world, they call 2025, that we remember that this is not our new year, this is theirs, but we thank Allah for giving us a time to talk to them and their time that they have put on their own self and everything else that they have put on themselves. We have a chance, opportunity to model for them how to get into the will of Almighty God, universal creation. And we have to stick to it. We've done a good job since he has created this reality through Brother Salam and his wife. And we should show appreciation by understanding that we done our job and we are now time to graduate. We are no longer the students of Imam Muhammad. We are the graduates of Imam W. Muhammad. And he has told us now you can go to work to establish in the human example of my leader, Prophet Muhammad. And I pray you will not let anything deviate you or deter you, because this is the time. Remember, this is the final opportunity for the human family, those who believe. And Allah best know why he makes this situation like it is. We got free will. We have to make a choice, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And we know that the protection and maintaining of this earth is most important, because this is what our intellect lives and moves and drives and depends upon, to defend against the unbalance, the contamination, the destroying of what gives us life. Allah, I gave you life, the best life you could ever have through your intellect, but I have you dwelling in this earth to sustain it. Respect that. Respect why I have made you an earth being, using that terminology. Respect why I have you in this avatar, this way of life, to defend yourself from the shaitan. Because he cannot do anything in this reality because of our grounded. And the language grounded is very important. In this earth, he can only suggest and whisper to us, to the intellect at that. He cannot make us think that we are a male when we are a woman and we are a woman thinking we are a man. That's only the intellect can do that. And he can only talk to it. Allah has put us in a very, very guarded situation to where it will be our own intellect and our own will that makes us go the wrong way, and then have to go through the purification of the anger of the shaitan, or what he's going to get also, that we call fire, if he's going to move forward. Pray Allah and thank Allah very much. And we pray Allah and we thank him very much that this creation of this platform will be more comfortable with clarity and not talk to the people in the world that they're in. Their time is not our time. Their way of doing things is not our way of doing things. Their anger, their viciousness, they're killing each other. They're making perverts out of everything it touched. Nothing is safe. We are to call them from that. But first we have to leave it our own self to show them the way. Pray Allah that this voice, this Islamic voice in the world will join others who also believe in God. Because of how low it might be, but it will give them the awakening and the start of life that they have never seen. The opportunity is here again through a people who they know of very much. They know of our time of slavery coming here as slaves. They know everything that what we done went through.
As-salamu alaykum. Wind it down. We have a
way out of it.
As-salamu alaykum.
Yes, ma'am.
Alhamdulillah. All right. Alhamdulillah. Zuma, I move on to you too. Praise be to Allah. Ah, yes, yes, yes. Praise be to Allah, bearing witness to all that is being shared. Alhamdulillah. As we go to, Mike, just mute your mic, please. As we go to our next caller, thank Allah, you're listening to the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. As-salamu alaykum, now to 727-408, Bilal, the poet laureate for American Muslim 360, and an intelligence intellect directly. Assalamu alaikum. And blessings of Jumma.
Wa alaikum assalam. Blessings of Jumma. Alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum, everybody. And alhamdulillah. We're in a very serious time, and we want to be very practical and rational in our approach to helping people. You know, there are going to be some great needs that the people are going to have, and we have to position ourselves in order to help them. It's more about now about making sure that the people are taken care of. Food, clothing, shelter, and keep them, give them some knowledge they have so they can have a sound mind. And protecting ourselves, whether it's on ourselves with weaponry, common sense, the ability to do without the things that we really don't need. Put ourselves in the mind of saving. Those who have the wherewithal, put yourself in the mind of investing. Invest to help. It's a great need and a great job ahead of us. I just allowed to show us, studying the character of Prophet Muhammad, how to be a merchant to humanity. That is the goal. That is the objective. That is real life. Praise be to Allah. And alhamdulillah. And let's continue to strive for the excellence in whatever field of endeavor we are in. So praise be to Allah. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam. Praise be to Allah for your contribution this morning. Again, you can mute your mic. Calling you, I didn't mention he's from New Orleans, Louisiana, everyone. All right, we go to our next caller. Again, you're listening to the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. The CWSC Friday Roundtable. Mute your mic. As we open the mic now for dear brother Amin Abdullah out of California. I don't know whether it's Los Angeles or Oakland or which part, but please share. Assalamu alaikum and blessing of Juma to you, our brother. From Sister Clara.
Yes, ma'am. Assalamu alaikum. This is brother Amin, Los Angeles, with the online website called Sister Claire Muhammad STEM School.com. Sister Claire Muhammad STEM School.com. Out here in California, a lot of devastation, tens of thousands of people are without homeless in one of the richest counties. In Los Angeles County, one of the richest, $1 million homes, $2 million, $3 million, $10 million dollar homes, Beverly Hills, Hollywood, Palisades, Malibu, all that. And I asked myself the other day, I said, is God, is Almighty God trying to tell us something? I thought about it, you know. Out here in California. Well, in the richest county in California, Los Angeles County, home of Hollywood, Beverly Hills, and all that, California, Silicon Valley, but in Southern California, that's what we're talking about. Why so much? At the same time, I said the answer might be at the same time with all this wealth. We got people sleeping on the streets in Los Angeles, in Los Angeles County. Maybe God is trying to tell us something. Allow some of these mansions and, you know, very great homes and everything to burn. And they was announcing that it was no end in sight at one point yesterday. They said it's burning. We don't know when it's going to abate. You know, so I also at the same time, our president Kamala came from California, and he didn't even allow the Palestinians to even say anything. She wouldn't. And Joe Biden is shipping bombs to Israel as we speak. So Kamala's from California, all this devastation is happening in California. All these homes are being lost. But people sleep on the street. Maybe God is trying to tell us something, you know, because we wasn't listening, you know. And then she's going to run again in 4 years. But we have to think about that. You know, her whole platform, a great part of her platform was a woman's right to choose. To choose what? To abort that baby, that fetus, that life. You know, she ran on that. She ran on that. You know, she got beat, but she ran on that. So, and these things, Allah speaks against killing those babies. And, you know, out here in California, this is the LGBTQ plus capital of the world. San Francisco, Imam Muhammad said San Francisco, Assisi. Assisi, that's where they got the name from, Assisi. You know, so maybe Allah's trying to tell us about this place down, you know. Maybe, you know, he's going to allow this place for us to think. To think. All right, alhamdulillah. Then, in closing, the Trump administration has vouchers for religious school, meaning Christian schools, Jewish schools, and Muslim schools. But a lot of pushback here in our community. Pushback. They don't want the money because I guess it's Trump. But it ain't for them. It's for the children. Children. They say government money. It's government money. Yeah, well, the welfare check is government money. That Social Security check is government money. It's taxpayer money. That pension that a lot of veterans get is government money. You know. It's tax money, taxpayer money. Any money that Trump gives to religious institutions is tax. We pay taxes. We pay taxes every year, April 15th. We pay taxes and all that. So my point in closing, we have to look at this. And Shura Bainahum, we conduct our affairs by Shura Bainahum, a sister on Sunday night. Come on. The benefit of educating our own. We need to talk about this. We need to have a Zoom conference on this. This is, as they say, this muy importante. It's very important. These are our children. You know, are at stake. Our children, because they're going to public school right now. Going to public schools. So we need money for the Claire Muhammad schools. We need, you know, to pay these teachers. They have car notes, they have mortgage payments, they got rent, they have gas, electric, they need insurance to, you know, to teach in the Claire Muhammad School. We don't, you know, have that volunteer thing where we just work somebody to death and let them sacrifice their family. No, we need to pay these teachers, buy equipment, buy computers, smart boards, buy things we need for education. We need to emphasize STEM, science, technology, engineering, and math. We need to take our children on field trips, let them see how a rocket is launched. You know what I mean? It lights up the whole city, they say. Muhammad used to say, it lights up at night. You see a rocket launch at night, it lights up the whole city. You know? So we need to, you know, look out for our children. Don't be selfish. And don't be ignorant and stupid because Trump is going to offer that money. And out here in California, the vouchers is a persona non grata. People, you know, the teachers union out in California do not allow vouchers. So we got to fight out here in California for our vouchers. But now that he's the president, he's going to abolish the Department of Education. You know. So I leave it right there. And thank you. The number one Islamic radio station in the nation. Thank you very much. And I love this freedom of speech. We're in America, Guinea man. You know, we're in America. That's what Fiddler told Kunta Kinte. We got freedom of speech. We're in America, Guinea man. And alhamdulillah. All right. Assalamu alaikum, Sister Martha. You're doing a great job. Thank you very much, sister. Thank you.
Alaikum assalam. And alhamdulillah for
you and your passion and your dedication. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continue to bless you and your efforts, not only there in Los Angeles, California. And you're the one that brought out some issues. And alhamdulillah. So others who want to share, please press 1 on your phone. If you have a passion you want to share, remembering this is the place where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. We're here together, and we're staying true to that, that this is CWSC Friday Roundtable, especially if you have understanding of what CWSC is about, community-wide Shura Conference. We understand that we come with the logic after we have filtered out what we're thinking on. We're filtered it by the Quran and by the life examples of Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, utilizing the best mode of decision-making. So praise be to Allah. Thank Allah for the opportunity to utilize our intellect. Let's look at the board here. You can also go to cwsc.us, and any information you want to share, there's new idea. In the search box, put in new idea, and the form will appear for you to fill out and go before or go with into a discussion with or sharing with the senior management team of American Muslim 360. Or if you have another idea that's dealing with our administration, praise be to Almighty God. We welcome your thoughts. We welcome your compliments, but we also welcome your constructive criticism. That's how we develop, continue to develop. And the 50-year Human Family Strategic Planning Initiative, I pray everyone know now, faith, family, fasting, function, and freedom. Alhamdulillah. As I stated, let me look at the board now. All right, we have 321-917. Thank you for joining us this morning. Imam Delese Uma Phillips from Melbourne, Florida. Assalamu alaikum. Blessings of Juma.
Alaikum assalam, Juma Mubarak to you all. Peace and blessings to everyone who may not understand. Assalamu alaikum. All God's peace and blessings be in your life, on you, with you, and you be obligated to be peaceful and create peace. I was listening to Imam Shahid's program on Tuesday, and ever since then, his subject matter has been on my mind, and it was about the importance of the woman and the mother in society. And he kind of elaborated on it a while, and he talked about that the most important role. And I guess it brought to my mind a question, and the question is, what are we doing as a community to elevate the role of mother in our communities and in our encounters and in our dawah? You know, because like most times when we do dawah, we are talking to men, and I guess we don't get the opportunity as much to talk to the women as much as women would probably have that opportunity. So I know women are doing it. I'm not insinuating this not being done, because I see in our community even we are getting in Islam, and I'm not sure if the majority are women, but it seemed to be pretty close to equal acceptance. Once a week or so, sometimes twice a week, we are getting new people accepting the religion. So we are on a big effort to try to make sure they have the proper orientation into the religion. But I guess I wanted to put that question out there because, you know, after he had that talk, it was on my mind, what is the best way to do dawah to women? And I came up with ideas like putting the mother back into the hood. You know, I remember when we first became Muslims, there was an emphasis put on the value of the woman, and I'm not sure that has been maintained in today's society where we see so much violence against women, violence in terms of war on women and children, and, you know, just this coldness about the value of mothers. And so I guess I would put that question out there. What are some of the strategies and best ways, and I don't expect that to be answered right now, but what are some of the strategies and best ways for dawah to our women? I thought about Mother's Day being an excellent opportunity to launch a mindset of putting the mothers back into the hood, the value of mother back into the hood, putting the value of mother back into the hood, back into the neighborhood. Yes, just wanted to mention that because I thought Imam Shaheed had an excellent and how valuable it is when we look at the mother as the womb of mind to that brings every mind and nurtures every mind into the society and nurtures that mind. Are our women equipped for such a job, and how do we prepare them or help them develop the skills needed for such an important task? Thank you. Assalamu alaikum.
And thank you. Praise be to Allah. Alaikum assalam. And definitely that peace there is that balance. Imam, thank you for that question. And I will approach it right now from this way. Surah 4 in Quran that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we're speaking of, and we're referencing Allah because of our understanding that the creator, however we reference again, is the one creator. However we think on it, go beyond our comprehension, that which can go beyond our comprehension. We can't even contain the creator. When we land on an object in our mind, go farther and farther until we find ourselves in a daze. That's the creator outside of that. So praise be to Allah. That creator has revealed in Quran. Are you wanting to get out of the I hear pressing. Maybe you're trying to press. Imam. Okay.
Yeah, you can take me out with you. I'll come back in if I need to.
Okay. Alhamdulillah. All right. And we do have a lineup of those who have heard your question. And I will say this, that the surah, the revelation, Allah is speaking. When we say Quran, Allah is speaking that the women, Nisa. Now, we say the women, but it falls into the intelligence. And that intelligence, number one, the role of the woman is referenced in creation itself as it gives life. It is life. It has life, and life evolves in creation. So how is that related to the woman physically, female, or as we spoke about the female and the feminine attribute? The role of the woman is to do exactly like creation is doing. As it gives birth, then it nurtures that life, and it has all of the supply or the necessary provision for that life. Now, there are dictates to the functioning process. So I'll leave it right there, but praise be to Allah. The honor is given by the Creator, but I understand your question is how do we play a definite role in promotion of that as we respect it as well. Let me go to the callers because this is where we began at the round table. 334-419, you've returned, and 727-408 has returned, and then we have 773-449, our dear sister Amira. Perhaps I should go there. Michael, you mind? Let me go to Amira, and then I'll come back, all right?
Yes.
Okay, alhamdulillah. Thank you so much. Assalamu alaikum. Amira Muhammad Shaheed from Chicago, Illinois. Assalamu alaikum, and welcome. Blessings of Jumaat to you. Amira, you're on mute.
Thank you. Jumaat Mubarak, and thank you, Sister Martha, and also thank you, Brother Imam DeLacy, for even bringing that subject up. It's a form of acknowledgement. And I think what would help us as women, several things. First of all, to respect our rights as women, to nurture us, to support us, to give us what we need, especially being a womb that bore and nurtured the children, help us along the way so that we don't have to struggle in a way where we have to, when we talk about femininity, we don't have to take on the masculine roles of being mother and father. Do the job that brothers supposed to do as men in protecting us. So many arenas that could be addressed, but if we start with the basics and then Allah bless us to evolve even higher and higher and higher, but more than anything, give us the support that we need and acknowledge our rights as women. I have more, but I'll stop there. Thank you for the opportunity. Thank you so much for bringing that subject up. Assalamualaikum.
Alaikum assalam. We'll leave your mic open. You can mute your mic. We'll come back in. I saw Sister Quran from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. You're able to come back. We're ready to bring you in. Please press 1. Okay, we don't see you. All right. We'll recognize. Okay, you're back. Okay, alhamdulillah. And then we'll go to Michael and Bilal. Assalamu alaikum, Sister Quran from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Juma Mubarak.
Walaikum assalam. Alhamdulillah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Sister Mira said everything that I wanted to say, so that's why I got off, but she is right. And the main thing is to give us support and that we don't have to, because I know I say in Louisiana, the sisters out here doing, I was growing up, they didn't work on no job. The only kind of work they did is they did self-employment themselves. Like my mother, she did hair, you know. So that's the main thing right there. That's right. Give us the support and that we're supposed to have. Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. Praise be to Almighty God. Thank you for your sharing that. All right. In connection with the question that was made, we have 636-980. You can mute your mic, Sister Quran. You know me. I like to leave the mics open just in case. 636-980. Michael, I promise I'm coming back to you in Bilal. 980. Imam Kareem Hamid out of St. Louis, Missouri. Assalamu alaikum. How are you, Mama Barrett?
Assalamu alaikum. Assalam. Praise be to Allah. Concerning the female being involved in dawah, her mere presence is dawah. Us Muslim men can just wear regular clothing, you know, shirt and pants, and that's it. But the Muslima has a distinct style of dress, and her mere presence is a form of dawah. She voluntarily covers herself and carries herself in a moral excellence. Her mere if she never opens her mouth, her mere presence is a form of dawah. I'll stop right there. There are you know let me highlight what is going on. Sister Fitra Muhammad, she is head of the Study Al-Islam program. You, Martha, you are the executive director of the Community-Wide Shura Conference. Sister Latifa Hameen is the CEO of American Muslim 360. Sister Anissa Dewan is celebrated among this association because of her perfection in the recitation of Quran. Sister Khalida Rashida. So our association is well represented by qualified female leadership. You know, so I'm just pointing to what is positive. Positive. I'll stop right there.
No, I'm sorry, but I'm interrupting. I'm just saying, Aisha Mustafa also.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Aisha Mustafa. You know, sometimes you give someone a hammer, and everything they see is a nail. I'm aware of certain women that if they don't get their way, they immediately charge the men with discriminating against the female, and that's not the truth of the reality. You know, so we are well represented. We have excellent female representation in this association. Muslim women around the world are known as being Muslim. You can look at them. They are doing an excellent job. No one forces them to wear the kimar or the hijab. That has been a major subject matter, trying to downgrade and act as if us men are making women cover themselves. They inform the public that this is voluntary. I'm dignified. I respect myself. So I'll stop right there. Thank you, Sister Martha. Assalamu alaikum. And Juma Mubarak to everyone. Praise be to Allah.
Praise be to Allah. Thank Allah for you and your comments. And our reference, Imam DeLacy mentioned the role of the mother, being present in our approach, how to bring that forward as well. And he's returned. Imam, let me go to Michael, as I promised, and to Bilal, and come to you. Okay, Michael?
I've got this noise in the background. I've got noise in the background, so I'll mute myself.
Noise? Okay. All right. Alhamdulillah. Bilal, back to you. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam, Juma Mubarak. Alhamdulillah. I think, I'm 74. We need to kind of assess our health situation right now and begin to talk with nephews about how it is to be a man and man responsibility to a woman. And as Muslim in our association with other Muslims in their association, the men need to get together to talk in groups and come together in business opportunities with each other so we can put ourselves in situations where we can have the woman back inside of her home, her castle, so she can go ahead on and feel protected and more nurtured inside of her own environment. Help us to create an environment for her so she don't have to be needed as far as material concerns are. And we put ourselves in a position that we're able to take care of them and talk to them in such a way that I want to get married to you. I'm working on this aspect of it. And just go ahead on and just talk with them and get things together and see what you can do together also to come together so that woman can be back in her home together. Because it's a different situation, but we can try to bring it back to its natural form, the way Allah wants it to be. So praise be to Allah. As-salamu alaykum.
Alaykum as-salam, and praise be to Almighty God. All righty, let's go back. Thank you. Thank Allah for you, Bilal, as we go back to 321. Imam DeLacy Umar. As-salamu alaykum.
DeLacy Umar here again. I'm glad Bilal really understood a little bit the essence of the question, and the sisters understood the essence of the question, and those were excellent ideas. We definitely know our Muslim women are very accomplished, but I guess the question was about dawah to people who are not aware of Islamic values, who are in the society, our neighbors, friends, who don't have that type of intelligence and the advantage of having information, intelligent information to govern their life in this crazy society that we have. So I guess the issue was on, I think Imam Shaheed was addressing how developing, the value of motherhood, mother leadership, and the idea of the role of the woman in the society. And I think Imam has did some talk on that particular topic as well, the role of women in the society and how do we share that. And that was my concern, basically. How do we improve on our dawah to address that factor? And excellent comments from the sisters and Bilal, I think, hit it right on the head that the men can definitely start by educating the young men on the responsibility of the role of woman in the society, educating them on how to prepare to be a good provider, a good father, a good maintenance, to be able to maintain that important role as a man. I think that's an excellent approach, that we should have those type of discussions in Islamic studies for our young men. And then we still need to address it to the general population, because I think that was the most, I would say, important perspective of the question, is how do we get to the people who don't know all of these valuable things that Allah has blessed us with. So I'll stop there too. But I wanted to be clear about the challenges in terms of not so much the people who know, but the people who don't know. How do we address those people? And that was the crux of my concern. Thank you.
Assalamu alaikum. I want to quickly get in while the noise is not background noise is gone. Okay. In that Surah 4 that you mentioned, maybe Imam Galassi's phone. In that Surah that you mentioned, Surah 4, Imam Muhammad translated the wombs that bore you, that Yusuf Ali translated Arham, which has to do with the womb. He translated it as female entrusted ties of relationship. And that's the role of the woman. According to Almighty God Allah, Arham actually speaks to that connection between the new life and the mother, the female, and how God entrusts the woman, the mother, to make the connections, to establish the cultural life. You know, the word in Arabic, the connection between mother and community, is in the language of the Quran. And lastly, Almighty God is correcting the scriptural miseducation, the scriptural knowledge that condemns the woman to be something of a advocate or a helper of the Satan to destroy humanity, that she brought the apple to Adam, and other religious ideas of women not having souls has diminished the view of woman in the social life. And Almighty God now is correcting that. Allah is correcting the image of woman, and she's coming into not just, it's female leadership, but she's coming into world leadership. Women in Pakistan being made the prime ministers. In Africa, you find African women being elected as leaders of the government. And Imam Muhammad said, well, the men have messed up the world, and the woman by nature, in terms of the nurturing ability, the woman by nature understands how to clean up, to make the environment clean, to make the child clean. And so with these particular gifts,
the woman is excellent in terms of correcting these political issues, you know, bringing their humanity, their particular expression of humanity in the particular way that women govern. And you can kind of see it in our religion. When women are to themselves, we know that the imam leads the congregation. But if the congregation is more than just, if the congregation is only women, then the women should lead themselves. The imam, a man should not lead a group of women. That the women, and the way that the women lead themselves, they don't have a position up front. The position of the woman in leading themselves in prayer is that they lead from the middle. You know, there's no one standing out in, there's no woman standing out in front of other women. And that's an indication or a sign of the operation of female leadership. Also, lastly, the picture of Saba, the Queen of Sheba, in the Quran, and how her leadership was by consultation, that she referred to her, what the Quran identifies as the men of strength. She took Ashura Bainahum among the men of strength in council. And so that's a sign and indication of how women lead. Women actually lead by consultation, mutual consultation, and collaboration, you know, coming up with the idea and then working together to make it happen. So I'll stop there. Thank you.
As-salamu alaykum. As-salamu alaykum.
Alaykum as-salam. Sister Martha's call has dropped. So go ahead. Wait, just go ahead, sister.
Alhamdulillah. I just want to add on to what the brother had said. You know, I was, one day my family, you know, sometimes we was having like family gatherings, and we was talking about the brothers, you know, how they should, different things about how they should give more time to the male child, you know, this and that. And then my daughter, she came up and said, for one thing, the answer to the question also about how could we help the women too, before I go into that, is community meetings. That's what we get, community gatherings. That's one way, and you could talk to the community while you know, you're together. But anyway, what she had said, she said, we were talking about the role of the male and how he should, you know, give time to the male child and this and that. And my daughter, she stood up and she said, but Mom, we need the daddy too. She said, we need the daddy too. And that's what it is.
Yeah.
And so that's the answer right there. She said, we need the daddy too. Alhamdulillah.
Thank you. Praise be to Allah. Anyone else? Alhamdulillah. Yes, Sister Martha's call has dropped. I don't know the reason, but she's not in the host seat. And so I'm just stepping up to continue this conversation. Imam Hamid. Alaykum as-salam. Go ahead, sister. Hold on,
Imam. Thank you. What Sister Kaman just said, that our daughter said, is so true. And I was having a conversation with a Muslim sister, and we were saying, how could we help our brothers to be better men? And she said, I don't want to get out in the street like the brothers used to do in the Dawah effort. So she said, well, maybe I can make some flyers and pass them out and share with them the level of knowledge that Allah has blessed us with. So it's ways that we, as women who Allah has empowered, to help our brothers to be better men. You know, we don't throw them under the bus because we need them, and it takes both of us to procreate. So if we as sisters could know that we can make significant contributions to our brothers, in whatever way Allah blesses, then we should be about the business of doing that, because we really need each other. And I'll stop there.
thank you. That's an excellent contribution. Imam Hamid.
Yes, sir. Assalamu alaikum. Praise be to Allah. You know, Imam Muhammad suggested, it was only a suggestion, that we used to have MTG classes. MTG classes, Muslim turning, Muslim training on girls. There were instructions coming from learned Muslims as to how to be, how to function in the role of female and how to function in the role of wife, It went beyond just taking the Shahada. It was also an educational process. And as men, we need that same thing, the FOI, but not in militant, military scheme. But we need to speak with each other as to how to be responsible men. So that is most important. The sisters should speak with each other, hold classes, discussions, and all of that. And likewise with males also, because you can take the Shahada, but if you are unbalanced or off the mark, then you took the Shahada, but you're still off the mark. You're still off the mark. You need to be educated into what it means to be a man, what it means to be a husband, and how to be responsible and actuate that role. The same with women. They come from a dysfunctional, traumatic experience, and sometimes they need to express themselves and work with those that have the expertise and knowledge how to truly be productive woman and a wife. We need to have there used to be orientation classes when someone took the Shahada, and those were classes that shared the valuable details of what you have joined into. It's not enough just to take the Shahada and then they go on and, you know, but you're still that same person. Faith has not entered your heart yet. So I'll stop right there. Thank you. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum. Sister Mir again.
Go ahead. Yes, ma'am.
The class he was talking about was the MGT class, the Muslim Girls Training Class, and the First Resurrection, I was a part of that. And then they had the Brothers Training Class as well. And I think it's so imperative that we put in place what Imam Ami said in order to grow our community to where it should be and have the sacred community as a model for humanity and for believers that's coming into our deen. Like he said, it's more than just taking a Shahada. After that, then what? So Allah says, to whom much is given, much is required to give back, and the duty of the learned is to teach the unlearned. So Allah has blessed us with this knowledge, so we must prevail in sharing it with humanity. Thank you.
Thank you. We're going to open up the line of 225. Welcome. State your name and where you're calling from.
Assalamu alaikum. Jumam Mubarak.
Alaikum assalam.
Sister Rashida, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, New Africa.
I'm just listening.
Everybody is on point, and alhamdulillah. But I'll just use my masjid for an example. The women vanished in the masjid, and we didn't do halakah, whatever Imam Muhammad told us to do. We didn't do that. We don't come together. The women just vanished in the masjid. So there was no one to teach and no one to go out to do da'wah. And so when we have a function, we would come together for the function. And after we dispersed, we didn't keep in touch and we didn't find it important morally to pass anything on to our daughters and granddaughters, and we didn't find anything virtual to pass on to our daughters and granddaughters and to the community as a whole. We didn't find anything spiritual to pass on to our daughters and granddaughters and to the community. We just kept it within ourselves, and I'm assuming even my own guilt, just putting on a hijab and going out, it is a da'wah, but we have to do more than that. So we didn't do halakha, coming together and discussing. I remember being in high school, and we had home economics, and I was at MGT as well. And in the MGT, just like in home economics, you learn to sew, you learn to cook, but you learn etiquette and behavior. And as an MGT, you learn Islamic etiquette. You know, when to hold them, when to fold them, when to walk away, when to run. And it was divinely so. It was divinely so. So I think with sisters, we quit thinking how divine we are, how valuable we are to the community. We stopped the mother in the hood. And as Imam said, so we stopped the grandmother in the hood. And so... so did the brothers. There was a brother in the hood with a paper and teaching the gospel of righteousness in Islam. We don't have that anymore. You don't see any brothers anywhere speaking out on justice and equality and decency. And so we are lacking a lot of things, but we can still put it together. It's still not too late. We need to have these kind of conversations and meetings to come back together, because Imam Wadi Muhammad said we got to remake the world, and these, I think, with this platform here, is the way that we are remaking the world by dialogue and expression and commentaries and you know, saying what we need to do. And so, but right now I think one of the most, to save our children, we got to get to the schools. And we got to establish the school, Sister Claire Muhammad School, or some Islamic after-school program or weekend school, something, because that's our future. And they're going to rise up and grow up, and they're going to be adults. And if they don't know how to get married, if the young men don't know what a family should do, or the young lady, mostly the young lady. When I look at the society today, it's the young ladies who have no value on self. And it's sad. If the young ladies put the value and responsibility on self and godliness, she would choose a right man. She wouldn't let a young man come and be able to just do anything or say anything to her with respect. So we have a lot of work to do, but I think with this platform here, it's excellent. Thank you so much. I'm loving it. And alhamdulillah, and Jumma Mubarak. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum as-salam.
That's right. Donald Trump.
Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum as-salam. Hold on just one moment, sister. Sister Rashida, put your phone on mute, and we'll continue. Go ahead, sister.
Alhamdulillah. I just want to add on what Sister Rashida said. I had a conversation with Imam Wadi Muhammad, and he stated that he never did stop the classes for the FOI classes. He said, he just stated that, you know, keep the good and leave all the falsehood alone. He said he never
That's
stopped
right.
that. Alhamdulillah.
That's right. That's right. Thank you for that.
Alhamdulillah.
And the same with the Muslim Girls Training General Civilization class. That was the full name of the classes. I think Sister Martha is back.
Finally, I am back. Alhamdulillah. But you know what? What this proves is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in charge, and everything goes on as it is, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills. So thank Allah. I am so thankful. You know, messages come, or signs come, in ways that we know not. And with that, I want to thank everyone you're listening to, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. And this is the CWSC Friday Roundtable. We'll go back to Imam DeLacy has returned. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam. Alhamdulillah. I put a question out there, and that question, that was a question. That was not a statement I was making. That was a question, because I saw the concern and the need to address it. And the last, the Gail, Sister Rashida, she addressed a lot of things there. And I had conversations with a non-Muslim woman, was a educator, retired educator, non-Muslim. And she said one of the worst things that happened was when they took home economics out of the school system. And she was a PhD educator, retired. And she said that was the worst thing that happened when they took home economics out of the school system. So, you know, these ideas that we are looking at, now the question is, what do we do? How do we, and this is not, well, I wasn't addressing that question for Muslim women and Muslim men, except to bring the consciousness that we need to do something about the non-Muslim society who are suffering the most from these things. We don't have that as a big issue. We certainly have problems, but we don't have that as a big issue. We know what God wants for us. But the non-Muslim community doesn't have that type of access. So I think, again, we need to have conferences. We need to get back to dawah. We need to get back to training. And I think all of those things came up. And as a result, I'm going to personally start the process in my community to start educating our young men on rites of passage. I think it's the right way to look at it. I'm sure someone has their mic open and there's noise in the background.
Yes, someone's anyway. Background. You know your background. Please mute your mic.
Please mute your mic
if you can hear us.
I'm gonna do some research on some of the, I think some of these ma'ams have dealt with rites of passage. And I don't like to reinvent the wheel, but I know these things have been addressed in our past. I think Imam Wazir out in Houston has done some work in rites of passage. I would like to find out what he did in terms of that, because we do need to educate our young men, get them up to par. And we've talked about that in courtship and marriage and et cetera, et cetera. But we need to take action and start, as Bilal mentioned, talking to our young men about responsibility, about respect for women. And then as the sister mentioned, the biggest problem is the young women. It's the biggest problem. You know, I'm seeing that personally, from a personal perspective, that there's just no knowledge of what it is to be a woman. And that needs to be addressed. Thank you.
Thank you. And alhamdulillah, as we go on, and this, as you're saying about the community, that we address it as the human family, not, you know, so that we, that it complements what we already, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us. So the responsibility, to whom much is given, much is required. So where we live. Mm-hmm. So let's go to our callers. Returning, let's see, new caller, 314-833 from St. Louis, Missouri, Mark Shahid. Mm-hmm. Assalamu alaikum, Imam Mubarak.
Alaikum assalam to you, Martha Naila Abdullah, and to your very distinguished radio listeners, AM 360 radio, and all the voices that I hear and know so well. Want to give you the greetings of peace and Jumma Mubarak. Also, you know, I was listening in and I had to step away for a little bit, and I heard some commentary on the things that it is that we need to do or to restore in our community for helping the evolution of our young people, both girls looking, come out of girlhood to womanhood, and boys coming out of boyhood to manhood. And as it had been said, the the Nation of Islam under the leadership of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, having the FOI classes, Fruit of Islam, and the correct name. I think somebody just said it a few minutes ago because they were just referring to MGT, but it, actually the whole of it is MGT-GCC, which is Muslim Girl Training. So those classes were designed for those girls that came into the Nation of Islam for their training, to train to bring them from girlhood into womanhood and also motherhood. The GCC, General Civilization Class, that's what GCC represented, General Civilization Class, was to bring those that came in as women in terms of the civilization, being civil, you know, under this culture that we was in. It took away a lot of the civility that actually should come from society in that. So that was an aim, that was an objective for MGT-GCC. And, of course, the FOI, we weren't the fruit of Islam, not at that point. But its objective was to bring us, as you know, when you talk about fruit, fruit is the last thing that's on the tree. If it's an apple tree, you don't, first few years, you don't get apples. You know, everything, the process has to start. You have your roots and your trunk and then your branches, leaves, and then finally you get fruit. Fruit comes last. So both of these classes, and the reason I'm saying this here is not to sound as if I'm a know-it-all, but I was in the Nation of Islam, and I was in the FOI classes. And many of the MGT-GCC classes, I actually had the whole post. Now, they would come before, and you had to have brothers there in terms of actually there for the security and the protection of the sisters coming and having their classes and all. And I was married to an MGT-GCC. So these things you actually get to know. But Imam Muhammad once said, and I'm going to stop with this, he once said, he said, I didn't tell you all that the good things that my father had, that you should relinquish those things. Now, do we need to have the name FOI on that? No, we don't. Do we need to have the name MGT-GCC? Not necessarily. But the substantive value in terms of helping in the evolution of our young people, that needs to remain, that needs to be restored. And I heard Imam DeLacy Omar say, in terms of manhood rites of passage and all, these things have to be implemented by our own community. We can't look for other people to do those things that we know have worked for ourselves, but for other ethnic groups of people. I could say more, but I'll stop there, and hopefully my nickel's worth is helpful. Thank you. Assalamu alaikum.
Yeah, alaikum assalam, and we're going to do that. We have about 3.5 minutes that we want to give to everyone to make like a 20-second. This is your timer now, everyone. A 20-second event of in words. Okay, here we go. We start with 225-590. This is the Rashida. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalam. I just wanted to share that I have written some things on rites of passage Islamically for girls and boys, because I work with young people. And so I would share my number. But Sister Martha, you have my number. You can share it with anyone who would be interested. But this is the things we need to do. Thank you so much. Assalamu alaikum and Jumma Mubarak.
Alaikum assalam and Jumma Mubarak to you. Sister, forget it. All right, next one, 20 seconds or less. We go to 727-408. Assalamu alaikum.
Yes, alhamdulillah, we should get together with our clergymen and councilmen in our neighborhood on a monthly meeting, and with the community, so we can have accountability there, and we also can get to know each other and prevent a lot of the crimes and stuff that goes on in our neighborhood, and neighbors get to know each other, too, at the same time, and our council people
they be held accountable also at the same time. So that's something that came to my mind. Praise be to Allah. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam. All right, you did it right at 20. Okay, 323-867. Oh, excuse me. 323-867. This is the Quran. Assalamu alaikum. I'm missing it. Muted, resident.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. I just wanted to say that when the brother was talking about going out into the community, so there's a tafsir that said, if you don't have a da'wah team, you don't have a masjid. Alhamdulillah.
Okay. All right. All taking heed. 773-449. You're 20 seconds.
Assalamu alaikum, Sister Mira Muhammad Shahid. Now that we have unconcealed and revealed the importance of these issues, the next step is to take action on it. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam. All right, and we go to 334-419. Thank you for your support when I was off air, too. Michael Hamid, assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam. The question for us to ask ourselves, where do I get in where I fit in? What can I do to help this community move forward? Thank you.
Thank you. Alhamdulillah. Mark Shahid, 20 seconds.
Yeah, I can do it in 20 seconds or less. If we feel and think that we're chosen people, and we are, the question becomes, what have we chosen to do about what we've been chosen to do? I'll stop there.
All right. Praise be to Allah. Stay true, everyone. Thank Allah for your cooperation, your participation, and we look for your activities. We offer an opening to do want to participate with CWSC every Friday evening, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. We have like think tank sessions like we were just doing and providing information. And then the facilitation of that, the operation coming into view as we have the family, faith, family, fasting, function, and freedom. That's the 50-year Human Family Strategic Planning Initiative. You want to get in, CWSC offers intelligentsia components. You can participate that way, or you can share in some delivery process that you bring forth. All right? Bring it forth. As Rashida mentioned, she has rites of passage for men, boys, and girls. By all means, let's connect everyone. First action, connect. Next action, communicate. Next one, collaborate. All right? See you today, inshallah, with Jumu'ah. Share your Jumu'ah, 1 p.m. Eastern Standard, 12:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Just come on board. We'll let you know who will be the khatib, where it'll be coming from, where the khutbah will be coming from, the message. All right? Delivery from whatever area. And wherever you are and you're able to attend a masjid, please, please do so. All right, Jumu'ah Mubarak. And tonight, again, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m., CWSC, Community Developmental Stages and Community Buzz, have you heard? Assalamu alaikum. So, with our, what's this? Alhamdulillah. We're all here. Let's go out with, what is it? Heart. Now I can't even think of everyone, you've heard it all the time. So what do we leave out with? Anyone, what's the music that we leave out with? I know it used to be Keep Your Heart, right? And the other one is, I can't even think of it. Let me see. If
I can't either, but I do remember Keep Your Heart Right.
I know, and Keep Your Heart Right doesn't seem like it's on here on the board anymore. But stay with me, everyone. Let's think together. Come on.
You can always do my favorite one. Mm-hmm.
Which one?
Beans and cornbread. Come on now.
Let me see if that one is. As we're going off on Blog Talk.
That's an oldie but a goldie. Play it. Beans and cornbread on Friday. How about that?
<Let's see. laughs>
You know, Sister Martha, don't play.
I know it.
We're all in this together. We're all in this together.
I'm just having fun, but Sister Martha, she knows what I'm talking about.
Oh, yes, yes. Let's see.
Well, put on something, whatever.
Whatever it is, I know.
Whatever it is, put it on.
put something on, yeah?
Yes.
It's a wonderful world, anything.
Oh, there you go. That's my clothing song. Yeah. That's one of Imam Muhammad's favorite songs by Louis Armstrong, What a Wonderful World.
That's my favorite, yes.
That was my closing song for years, What a Wonderful World.
Let's see if this is it. Can't see the title of it, but let me. Nope.
There's a place where words make people, a place where you're invited to expand your heart and mind. There's a place where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. You're listening to the American Muslim 360 Radio Network, 24/7, Muslim hosted, from religion and current world events, politics, faith and education, marriage and health, music and arts, physical fitness and more. Join AM 360, where we're helping to build a model community every day. It's a place where you can help remake the world.
My good brother, Mutar Muhammad.
Yes. The work
it's all about responsibility.
You got anything about the way it all means?
Well, you all, I guess it just wasn't meant to be, because I can't bring up anything.
Oh, boy. You might want to check into that too, Martha Nyla. I mean, with all the changes that are going on and happening. Oh, here we go.
Well, this is Waleed Saqib.
All right, now.
Nobody come around here crying at no funeral. Don't nobody care. So why should I?
It's a real life story.
About a girl called Jane. Jane Doe was her name. She had so much game. She used to give God the glory. Never once complained about the silly old man who could control his hand. How she used to satisfy it, and how her mama would think that she was just lying. And so she slipped away and said, this man's gonna pay, turning every man into a victim. The girl knows how to trick him. Until a dreadful day, she looked out as she lay. A real life story, everything's alright. On the ghetto stage, you just turn a face. A real life story, everything's alright. On the ghetto stage, you just turn a face.
Now who can lift the spit to the sovereign, who can take
job to the broken ghetto father. Sending those in prison when nobody wants to bother. Knowing all my sons have been set up for the slaughter. And knowing that they're coming home, I really think we ought to. Now I condemn because before his grace goes you. And you ain't just been punished for the things you do. Because we all fall short, you think the story's been written. We all play a part, but I think you've been forgiven. You need to get a mirror and you need to stop pretending. I got to make it clear we can have a happy ending.
Real life story, everything's alright. On the ghetto stage, you just turn the page. A real life story, everything's alright. On the ghetto stage, you just turn the page. A real life story, everything's alright.
Alhamdulillah.
Everyone, that was Abdul Ali Shaheed. If you are at a time to be grateful, he performed with, and you attended his club tonight, he performed. And Mark Shaheed, he was with you at some point.
Yes.
Abdul Ali Shaheed. Very inceptual, very sensitive and thinking person. And I'm sure, you know, his wife is a very beautiful person. As he's with us, I met him through A New Day for Al-Islam Community Radio with William Kareem. And he's an active participant as well as many other hosts there. But we were speaking, and he was sharing, too, in the question that DeLacy shared about the male and female and the woman being recognition for the role of the woman and the role of the man, both. So praise be to Allah. Thank you, everyone. We look forward to your being with us 12:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And so that's 11:30 Central Time and 9:30 Pacific Coast Time. And if you're Mountain Time and I believe it's 10:30. I'm not sure. Because sometimes
yes,
Mountain and
correct.
Central come together.
That's correct. 10:30 Mountain Time. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. All right, dear listeners, love you all. Assalamu alaikum wa juma mubarak.
Alaikum assalam. Juma mubarak. Alhamdulillah.
Alaikum.